At the second and final day of the summit of G6 countries, France, Italy, Germany, Poland, Spain and Britain, the interior ministers focused on how to combat Islamic radicalization and recruitment in their countries. Interior Minister Giuliano Amato, who chaired the summit, expressed concern that mosques, instead of being places of worship, are often used for other activities. The ministers also discussed plans by the European Commission to gather more information about radical Islamic preachers or imams in Europe, including the mosques where they speak. EU Freedom, Security and Justice Minister Franco Frattini said a meeting would be held in the autumn to make this information available to member nations.
Uno degli aspetti della mappatura europea riguarderà
one of the aspects of this European mapping will involve the role of imams, their level of training, their ability to understand and express themselves in the language of the country where they preach, and the flows of funds that reach mosques. Frattini added that there is also a need to increase dialogue with Islamic communities within EU countries. He said that he and EU Commission President José Manuel Barroso would meet next week in Brussels with leaders of different religious communities.
Uno dei temi del dialogo interreligioso e del dialogo interculturale è proprio come
one of the purposes of this interreligious and intercultural dialogue, Frattini says, will be to avoid sending messages that incite hatred and violence. Italian Interior Minister Amato said terrorism has shown that it has not chosen a single enemy, but is opportunistic, finding targets wherever a network is operating.
È una questione che riguarda I rapporti tra l'Islam moderato e modernizzatore.
Amato said this is an issue that involves moderate and modern Islam on one side and fanatical and conservative Islam on the other. And this conflict within Islam, he added, has now been extended to EU terrorist networks, he said, that sometimes use one EU country as a base to prepare an attack on another EU country. Amato concluded that these organizations have a network and the West also needs to create a legal network to combat them. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Venice.